There's nothing more brick and mortar than real estate. And there's nothing more cutting edge than cryptocurrency and the underlying technology blockchain that's behind it. It's more than just the currency. It's the ability to count and keep the record straight and prove ownership and keep it decentralized. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. It's not just an idea. We're making it reality.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Concrete Build Crypto Financing Show, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Real estate investing is expensive, complicated, and out of reach for many. Until now, Concrete Build, CBLD, is changing the game with tokenized real estate. For as little as a few dollars, you can own a stake in commercial property powered by blockchain technology. Fractional ownership, secure transactions, real impact. Skip the red tape and invest in real estate like never before. Join the revolution at ConcreteBuild.org. Concrete Build. Tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And tonight, I would like to introduce my guest. My guest is Arias Westbury, and he's an expert voice in the field of media authority and personal brand strategy. Arias, founder of Westbury Marketing, specializes in helping entrepreneurs and thought leaders transform their story into standout authority through earned media and strategic brand positioning. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Well, I like to start every podcast by asking my guests this question. And like I said, you can just give me your opinion if you don't feel like you're an expert in this. But what do you see as the future of real estate? And how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
I think that we are moving towards a world of non-ownership. I think that, and then not just in real estate, but in all things, you know, it's becoming more of a liability to own a vehicle. People don't really own their phones anymore. They kind of rent, lease them and move on to the next one. We don't really own many things. And I think that real estate is not any different. I believe that more people are going to move away from it. We've seen huge reports of large real estate companies buying up single family homes en masse. They are outbidding most individual buyers. And I think that tokenized real estate is going to be the wave of the future for people, maybe not to own the whole thing, but maybe a piece.
All right. Well, you presented a bit of a bleak picture there, Arias. How about this? I believe this is my vision for CVLD, and that is for the average person that doesn't have thousands of dollars for even a down payment that they can rent to own. And maybe not necessarily a home, but they can rent to own an apartment, which has a smaller overall mortgage, whereas it'll make it much more affordable for maybe the person that's a low income person or a minimum wage type of person. I think that'll bring dignity and give them some equity, but it also allows them with the ownership of CBLD to build equity into a coin. So they'll get equity from the property and also earn any benefits that the increase in that coin will bring as well. So that's a little bit about my vision for CBLD to combat exactly what you're saying. I do feel that a lot of these monopolies and conglomerates are pushing the average person out of homeownership for sure. So what do you think of that vision?
I think it's brilliant. You know, I think it's brilliant. The smart money is on anyone who can figure out how to marry technology and brick and mortar businesses. And, you know, there's nothing more brick and mortar than real estate. And there's nothing more cutting edge than cryptocurrency and the underlying technology blockchain that's behind it. It's exactly. More than just the currency. It's the ability to count and keep the record straight and prove ownership and keep it decentralized. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. It's not just an idea. We're making it reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, really just to combat exactly what you're talking about, this whole idea that we're no longer able to have a piece of the pie. So let's shift the conversation a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about what this Westbury Marketing is all about.
Yeah, Westbury Marketing is a full service digital marketing agency. We have been in existence for about 8 years. I actually bought out my business partner about 2 years ago.
Congrats.
Thank you. And we rebranded as Westbury Marketing. We have scaled our team. We're at over, I think we're 23 people on the team now, just in this particular company. It's growing and we help people. We build websites. We build sales funnels. We have a public relations department. So we help people get the magazines and on TV and radio.
I love that.
All that great stuff. We do social media management, social media advertising, lead generation. So we are a fully integrated agency. And our goal is to help business owners generate leads and then help them turn those leads into dollars.
Okay. So if I came to you and say my ideal customer is a syndicate that owns commercial property, how would you go about assisting me in contacting those people and marketing to them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a variety of ways. So people in real estate are actually easier to find than anyone else.
Here I am, find me.
Please pay attention to me, I'm here. So yeah, they would actually be easier to find than anyone else, you know, through platforms like LinkedIn, scraping data from various sources about different companies, their leadership, kind of the structure and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, essentially, we would probably do a couple of things. One, get a real clear picture on who you are actually targeting. So is it the owner? Is it someone in mid-management? You know, who's the person, right? Or what are the job titles? Then we would kind of narrow down to some kind of geographic location. So if you're looking at
the United States,
it's huge. We'd probably start a little smaller so that your budget can be a little more concentrated. Then we'd go about building out a mechanism to collect people's information and then help you generate some content to explain what it is that you do, how you can benefit them, and then give them a place where they can easily give you their contact information and build some automation to automatically follow up with them so that they are nurtured and they learn about you and your company. Because the biggest thing about marketing is you have to get them to know you. So they need to know you exist. You need to get them to like you, and then you need to get them to trust you. Most people go straight to trust and sale.
They're like, wait, we're not there yet.
I don't know you. Why are you asking me for money? So yeah, we would go through that process, and you know, it's usually a little bit of trial and error, figuring out what your exact message is, figuring out what are the main pain points that you solve, and getting a unique combination of marketing materials that explain that clearly and resonate with your target demographic.
That's great. Okay. So I feel that we've touched on a few of those areas that you talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a full funnel that, you know, starting with this book here, we have a book that we offer, a course and all of that. We have some Facebook, social media ads going on. And obviously this podcast also to have content for our prospective, you know, clientele to look at. So basically right now, what you're saying is we're missing the nurturing part.
Yeah.
Like email marketing type of thing.
Yeah. Automation is one of those things that we find that around 60% of small businesses are missing.
Half of the emails that I get is still effective.
Oh, absolutely. You want to stay top of mind. Most of the people that come across your brand are not ready to buy. I think there's a few studies out there that say 97% of the traffic that goes to your website is not going to buy from you, right? They're just not. They're not in the space. Either they can't afford it or it's not the right timing. But that 3%, they're seriously considering right now, whether that's now or 3 months from now, you need to be able to make sure that when they do decide to pull the trigger, you're the top of the list. So right. If you are not sending the emails and they've deleted 20 of them, and then today's the day where they're like, hey, we really need to get this solved. All right, what are we going to do? And then they open their phone. The first thing they see is your email. They're like, oh, they must be listening. Click. Right. Or they don't get the email, they don't click, and they go to Google and they find the first person that shows up there.
Got it.
So, you know, that follow up. And also, you know, again, we said no, like, trust. So mm-hmm. typically that takes some time. So if you are sending those messages, maybe you sent 20 and they only open 4. Well, that's 4 more emails or 4 more experiences with your brand than they have with the guy that's on Google. So you're further down the line. You have a better relationship with them than, you know, everyone else. And, you know, that relationship, the fact that you've been around for a while, you've been sending them emails relentlessly for the last 2 years, signals that there's longevity. It yeah. signals that you're consistent. It signals that you're not fly by night. It signals that you're organized. And if you can send me emails for 2 years, well, you can probably handle my business, right? So, yeah.
All those subconscious messages, the subconscious is really the one that's building the trust, is basically what's happening with that. I love it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what kind of businesses do you normally work with?
Yeah, well, you know, and it's funny because I always tell all of my, so I mentor entrepreneurs, and I always tell them, if you're marketing to everyone, you're marketing to no one. So we don't market to everyone, but we do have business to business and business to consumer, you know, businesses. We have very large international hotel chains down to solopreneurs that just got started 6 months ago as clients. We have hundreds of clients. But if I were to sum it up, we focus on entrepreneurs of color, specifically Black entrepreneurs, typically women that are Gen Y, Gen Z.
Okay.
Or actually X, Y, and Z, kind of that late 20s to like the 40s, 50-ish, right? That's typically where we find the majority of our clients. And then it's usually businesses that are in their first 3 to 5 years.
Wonderful. Well, I think I might fit into that demographic. I love it. So tell our viewers how they can reach you, Arias.
Yeah, I'm not hard to find. So you can just Google me. I think my name's on the screen maybe somewhere. Yes. Arias Webster Berry, A-R-I-A-S, Webster like the dictionary, and then B-E-R-R-Y. For my agency specifically, you can go to WebsterBerryMarketing.com or just WebsterBerry.com. Again, Webster like the dictionary, B-E-R-R-Y. Same thing on all of the socials. Just look up Webster Berry Marketing. We are easy to find thanks to people like you, you know, coming on podcast and, you know, doing press and things like that. We've been very blessed to be able to do a lot of press in the last 6 months. Lots of information out there, lots of content.
I love it. I love it. Well, we'll be sure to add your information on our description. And I like to tie this nice little bow with this on this conversation. We talked a little bit about real estate and crypto and how basically crypto is going to change the game of real estate. And I like the fact that I was able to change you to a positive mindset, Arias, on the future of real estate.
Yeah.
Glad I was able to do that. And
I think that, you know, in traditional real estate, the asset kind of sells itself. But in crypto-based financing, it's the narrative that sells the asset, right? It's not just you pitching the property, you're actually pitching a movement, right? Yeah. It's the storytelling. And that's where branding is critical. Everyone's skeptical of anything new. But if you do it with integrity, if you do it with your whole heart, right? Or say it with your chest, as Kevin Hart would say, I think that people get behind you. And I think that most people like to follow leaders instead of companies. And I can tell you're passionate.
I'm very passionate about people having the dignity to have to live in homes if they're working. Mm-hmm. If you have a job, you should be able to afford a nice, decent place to live.
I agree. You know, some of the people that run this world or trying to run this world don't believe that. But I believe that, you know, if you work hard, you work, you're honest in your work, earnest in your work, you should be able to afford to own the place that you rest your head and you raise your family. So,
yes, you're aligned in that purpose, in that vision, for sure. All right. Well, if you guys want to learn more about Webster Berry Marketing, just click on the link in the description. And if you want to learn more about Concrete Build, go to concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. Awesome.